Last week, I was on retreat in Maggie Valley with the bishop and the other priests of the Diocese of Charlotte. And as I was driving back on Friday, I noticed that we have more than a few vineyards here in North Carolina. In fact, we have two vineyards, at least two vineyards here in Union County. Now, when I was a little kid, my grandparents would take me everywhere. It was one of the great privileges of being the firstborn grandchild. We went to strawberry patches and fire stations and apple orchards and even a few vineyards. Now, of course, this was in the days when I thought the best possible use of grapes was to make grape jelly for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, it turns out you can make other stuff from grapes too, like grape juice, and grape juice that has had some time to grow up. Grape juice can graduate. You know, vineyards are fascinating, fascinating places. Even as a little kid, the rows upon rows of grapevines, the carefully tended soil, the precisely placed fences and hedges, and the anticipation that these vines would produce abundant fruit absolutely amazed me. Vineyards are special places. It's a place where you go with your grandparents. It's a place where you go to get grape jelly. It's a place where seeds, soil, and sunshine combine in small, sweet fruit. Vineyards are special places. And that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. The vineyard is the place where the workers spend their day with the master. The vineyard is the place where the children work next to the father. The vineyard is the place where the seeds are planted, the vines are protected and nourished, the laborers attend carefully to the precious fruit, and the vineyard is the place where the harvest is prepared. Vineyards are special places, and that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. Now, during my adventures with my grandparents, I had to be constantly reminded to stay close by. I was 4 years old and mobile, and this was a challenge. My grandfather, seeing that my will to explore was far greater than my will to obey, simply told me, "Stay close to the fence and don't go out of the gate." He knew that I would be safe as long as I stayed in the vineyard. I could have all of the excitement I wanted as long as I stayed in the vineyard. Because vineyards are special places. And that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. Now, we are here in the vineyard this morning. When the church gathers for worship, this special place is the vineyard of the Lord. And though some of you are already grandparents and you came here on your own, it is in fact our grandparents in the faith, the apostles, the martyrs, and the saints of every time and place who bring us to this vineyard. We have a gate to the vineyard. It's called the sign of the cross. We were marked with the cross at our baptism. We mark ourselves with the cross at the beginning of every Mass. We have fences and hedges too. It's not the walls of the church, and it's not the language that we speak or the culture that we have. The words of the apostle form the hedges and fences for the vineyard of this hour. I say to you with the Apostle Paul, the Lord be with you. And you respond, and with your spirit, and with those simple and sacred words, the body of Christ is gathered for worship. From the moment of that first greeting after the sign of the cross, we are gathered together as a body. We are the vineyard where the Lord will work. He will till the soil and remove the stones which prevent our growth, and we call that the penitential rite. We confess that we are sinners, and God announces His mercy. He wants us to be healthy and holy and fruitful. Jesus wants to prepare us for something. We are tended and nourished and pruned a little, so that the fruit of our lives can become part of the wine of the kingdom of God. We pour forth our praise for the sunshine of God's merciful care as we join in the song of the angels and say glory to God in the highest. And we join our prayers into one with the invitation, let us pray. Vineyards, indeed, are special places. We are the precious vineyard of the Lord. Amen.